So this is David's stuff, David Orcutt's stuff.
Oh, yes. Well, David really shaped Sam. Did he get into that?
No.
I mean...
No kidding.
Sam's preoccupation with projection and then manipulating what happened to the projected light so that you had a very atypical experience of the projection. He got all that from Dave, from what little I was exposed to. And now you're helping my memory banks recollect. That's all projection, right?
It's all projection, yeah.
And people moving around in it.
People moving around and people holding up screens.
That's right, yeah.
And being able to create compositions and explore, you know, different juxtapositions
exactly.
and imagery.
Well, Sam got everything that he got into from Dave. And I never knew too much about the relationship that they obviously had or how long it went on or anything. It was very early 60s, as you probably learned from Dave. Maybe even late 50s. Did he qualify as?
He did, yeah. Late 50s.
Late 50s. So all of this, I mean, he was the pioneer that...
He had been to Indonesia, so he had brought back these puppets,
right.
You know, and was playing
Shadow
with
puppets.
Them. And he had been working with CBC.
Yeah.
And he had been doing like station breaks, animation station breaks with the CBC with his puppets and so on, and cartoon characters and stuff like that. And this is Victor,
and he was very,
Victor
very,
Dory here.
Yeah, he was very close to Victor and Andre. And yeah, great. Where did you get these? He gave them to you?
No, I photographed them.
You did them? Mm-hmm. Oh, when? Where?
At the Intermedia. At Intermedia.
Okay, so these aren't the original late 50s, early 60s.
No, these are when he was working as a project manager at Intermedia.
Okay.
And
okay,
he was doing.
Right.
We were doing an open house.
I thought
of
I was
some
being
sort.
Exposed to his earliest early work out at UBC, but no, it's Intermedia context.
So in some ways, this is where Intermedia began.
Well, it certainly began with Dave and the relationships he formed with Audrey and Bud and then Sam Perry. Possibly Helen Goodwin was involved back then as well. He could tell you more about that than I could because I wasn't involved till about 63, 64. So yeah, if the finger of blame has to point at anybody in particular, it has to be pointed at Dave.
Well, you know,
in terms of the imagination and the intellect, and then these guys just went on board to give it, shall we say, institutional support and credibility. You know, sanctioned it as okay to do, and go public with. Yeah.